My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer is getting very aggravated because he keeps calling her out on her lies. What will happen? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, what are so bothered about? Seeing it a simple thing, I can call you anytime. She's here, maybe even if she's here soon now. But I just need to pay him the money. I go, it occurs to me that maybe right now I'm talking to James. Been burned before. Hashtag Mugu no more.
Oh, good.
Nice. Also, another thing on that, she's at the airport, and he paid the fee.
Yeah.
But he won't let her leave. Until he gets repaid. So what's the fucking point of him paying the fee in the first place?
Right. Yeah, what was the point? Just wait for her.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
It's a stupid thing. And I'm sorry, but there has never, ever once been a gate agent at an airport that would pay your flight for you.
No.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
Pip, you untrusting trollop.
I don't say those things.
I'm just saying that because it's airpiece that doesn't fly to Germany.
Oh, well, that's possible. She goes, how do you think I would give my phone to someone else? Are you stupid? Please, it's enough all this drama. I go, now you insult me? Goodbye, dragon. She goes, thanks, dragon slayer. You're getting me pissed. I go, and you've got me pissed. Asking if I am stupid. How rude. She goes, I hate when you think I'm playing you. I'm not rude, but you saying much you're not supposed to say. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, really.
I go, you know I speak my mind. That was one of the things she liked about me.
Yeah.
She goes, I have my pride in this. I'm not just anyhow woman. If not for the little issue you had with my bank, all this would not have been happening to me. I go, I don't know you. I just know you put someone on the phone with me who said he would take you hostage.
Yeah.
She goes, you don't know me. Fine. And don't want to know me. Cool. Regardless of everything. Now I gain a chance to understand more about me. Just
what?
Just passing out time with me over everything ever since we met on here. My feelings, my mind, and everything about me. Thanks. Now you can go if you're tired of me. Nice meeting with you on here, though. Think everything happens for a reason in life. I go, you expect unconditional trust? We all have a past.
Yeah, nice, yeah.
She goes, what do you have as past that concerns helping me with just 500 bucks? That not even worth money. I spend on things that are not much important to me. You not even sending it to me directly. I never told you I need any much thing from which I know I hardly do that.
That's right.
Yeah, sure.
This doesn't worth much talks. I go, huh?
She's so pissed she can't even speak English anymore. Wow. Her ability with language is totally degenerated because she's so flustered.
I go, just show me you were the woman in the picture. Not much to ask for a gift from someone you never met. And who would I send it to? James at Western Union? I am full on calling them on their shit mode.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? They are not even bothering to correct you.
No. She goes, well, once she's here, I will try calling again later. Try to be nice, man. You've been to me, making me happy always. I go, I am nice, but you know I get how I get when attacked and when people I care about are threatened. You're letting me know you care about me. And then I put a little heart emoji by that, you know, like that.
Oh, look at how fast they're making up.
I go, if I didn't care, I would let James say he would hold you hostage. She goes, I would not even allow him to do that. They respect me here. And one more thing, maybe. He's just jealous about us.
Oh, wow.
Of course, because you're a couple.
Yes. And you know what?
Working together on scamming people.
For more Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.